dark in the city, night is a white.
I told you I'd break you. I will.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
You gonna help me or not?
Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire.
It is a new day.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show. We're talking Gotham. Yep, Gotham. Monday night's episode. It was called A Dead Man Feels No Cold. Alongside of me, Gotham fan, Gothamite, like myself, Miss Amy McCracken. What's up, Amy?
Hello, Mike. Hello, Internet. I am so excited to be back on air and talking Gotham.
You know what? I'm excited because Barbara's alive.
Well, she's in a coma.
She's alive.
I know. I saw that and I was like, yes.
Oh, when I saw her.
Wake up and stab the good doctor.
I know that's what you're waiting for. Like, just open her eyes. Open her eyes and bite her face. Bite her face. Oh, when I saw her, I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Is that who I think it is? And then I saw Lee's reaction. And so I was like, oh, it's Barbara.
I love that they call her Sleeping Beauty because that's my favorite Disney character.
Oh, God. She's whack. Sleeping Beauty was whack. All right, so let's talk. So we got that out of the way. Barbara is in a coma, but that and I don't think Gordon even saw her, did he?
No, I was waiting for him to be like, whoa.
That's what I thought. I thought he was going to like, hurry up, let's go. And then him just pause, and then like Lee go, Jim? And then all of a sudden Mr. Freeze comes in. That's what I would have liked to see. But it's okay. It's all good.
Because you know he still loves her.
Yeah. I think – Crazy Barbara is a lot cooler than – I mean, you know, Lee's all emotional because she's pregnant, so.
Lee was emotional before she was pregnant.
No, she was not.
Yes, she was.
Whatever. You've never liked her.
No, I don't – I love the actress, hate the character she's playing.
Yeah, because she's with Gordon.
No, it's not that. I just – I don't like – this actress has always been my, like, kick-ass actress. You know, she was kick-ass in Firefly. Hello, she's freaking amazing in Deadpool. But this one, it's just like, no, I don't like her as this person.
Whatever. Okay. Enough of that. Enough of the hate. Can we talk about, let's talk about love.
Love.
Mr. Freeze and Nora.
Yeah. He
saves her, does all that stuff. I mean, I put out there, I love his weapon. I love those ice grenades, how they explode and there's like icicles. At first I was like, what the hell happened to these people? And then I realized they're grenades.
Yeah,
so I was like,
they're
oh.
pretty kick-ass grenades.
Oh yeah, those weapons are badass. Did you see that coming with Nora changing out the formula?
I kind of did, but I was hoping she wouldn't.
Yeah, I knew that she wanted to die. I really thought that she was gonna have Lee somehow get involved, and then it would have been a big old mess. But I didn't see it that coming. I didn't see it. I thought, I didn't think she was gonna switcheroo.
Yeah, when she was like, I need my necklace, I was like, oh, she's going to kill herself.
And she did. And, you know, I was waiting for her to turn into goop, but she didn't turn into goop. She just cracked. And honestly, I really thought Mr. Freeze at that moment was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going out guns a-blazing. That's what I thought he was going to do.
Yeah.
I thought he was just going to start. It was going to be crazy with the whole streets of Gotham were just going to be all iced up, but
no, because he's not a villain like that. Wanted to save his wife.
But I figured that would have just, you know, he had nothing to live for, so it's like, what the hell? Why not? You know?
Yeah.
I figured he was just going to go crazy, but he didn't. He winds up freezing himself, and then, you know, then you hear Gordon like towards the end of this episode. You know, he's like, oh, we got a phone call that Victor didn't make it, and then we see Victor did make it.
Yeah, because creepy Indian Hills. Oh, my gosh. This doctor, I don't know. I don't like crazy doctor roles. They just freak me out.
He's cool. I'm starting to like him, even though he's very, he's going to make some cool mutant creature things. And I'm looking forward to it. I mean, like, look at, remember earlier in the episode with the four fingers on the window and it screams and it almost like stretched, or it was like a lizard hand or a frog hand. I have no idea what the hell that was.
Yeah. At first I was like, oh my God, is he turning like the penguin into an actual penguin and thinking web hands? And then I was like, no, penguins only have web feet.
It's amazing how when I asked you about Nora, you're like, oh yeah, I saw it coming. I asked you for the necklace. And then all of a sudden, that logic right there gets switched to Rue by like, oh my God, were they turning the penguin into a real penguin? And then, yeah, see, just.
I know. I'm all over the place.
Yeah, you are all over the place. But yeah, you know, I mean, he looks really cool, you know, and it's got to be what, negative 20? And anything above freezing, he dies.
Yeah.
So we're going to see him in that suit. That's pretty badass.
It is. I can't wait for that. But like I said, the doctor, he freaks me out. I don't know what it is, but crazy doctor roles. I guess because it's too real.
Doctor Strange.
I'm just waiting for you to stick me into an asylum.
No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to come into your part of the world because there's a lot of crazy people over there already. You're already living in an asylum already. And then I know that. And then I know some of the VR hosts are coming over there, so that's going to be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs tonight. So, but yes, you know the whole thing with Mr. Freeze was badass.
Yeah.
Gordon and Lee. You, throughout this whole episode, you kind of see where Nora's kind of saying things, and she's kind of realizing Gordon's not the same person that she fell in love with.
But she's still in love with him.
But she's still in love with him. But she's seeing it. And then she has the balls at the end to go, yo, what the hell? What's up with Theo Gallivan? I mean, she's calling him out. She knows he's lying.
Yeah. Well, now, hell, the doctor knows.
Oh, yes. He was watching that on his little sneaky cam.
Yeah, he was.
Ooh, that guy is pretty sneaky. So, and yeah, I mean, he saw the whole thing. Penguin needed help, and he wasn't going to help him. It's obvious now that Penguin, it's that friendship is over. That's what I look at it.
Yeah, I looked at it that way too. Now, do you think Penguin is faking?
I think he's
Or do you think he's actually – the doctor's got into his head?
I don't know because in the beginning I thought, okay, they're making him crack. And then when he was fighting it the second round, I was like, oh, well then, you know, Penguin's – you know, and I think they even say it. Like they're just going to have to, you know, kind of increase everything because yeah. Penguin's a lot tougher than the other ones. I don't know. I don't know if they're going to be able to break the Penguin.
I hope not. I really hope they don't screw with his character because I really like his character.
I think he's gonna get out of there. Someone's gonna break him out. Definitely.
Butch better break him out.
We'll see what happens with that. So I'm kind of curious to see how Gordon and Lee are gonna work the problems out. It's obvious they're having some issues. But I guess we'll see what happens. And of course, the Penguin. We don't know how he's gonna get out, but he's getting therapy and getting shocked. We do get some Bruce. Bruce and Alfred are in Switzerland for a month away from everything. What did you think about Bruce's conversation with Lee?
The way she was talking to him, I was like, why is everybody treating him? I know he's a kid, but why are they talking to him like he's a 5-year-old?
I don't think they're talking to him like a 5-year-old. I think Lee was trying to talk to him as, you know, like, hey, you're a kid and it's okay to be scared and da 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 da. I don't think she even knows Bruce. Like, Bruce, I mean, you listen to him and he's a man. You know, he's still a kid, but the way he thinks, and I don't know. I think that she was just trying to get him to, you know, like, it's okay to be afraid. But Bruce is like, no. And then he's like, I'll kill him. And then he's like, oh, that's two Bruces. I was like, oh, shit, now.
This is where we get, you know, Batman and Bruce.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting here. So, you know, and now he wants a gun from Selina. It looks like next week he gets that gun. Alfred's not happy about this whole thing, and Alfred is supposed to kill this dude Matches. But in the trailer for next week, Alfred's in the beds with the little noggin on the head. So it looks like something happens to him, and then it's all about Bruce and Selina, and they go into that house of Matches, the apartment complex. And I think Bruce goes face to face with the killer of supposedly this killer. Do you think this is the right killer of Bruce's parents?
See, I don't know, because at the beginning, you and I thought it was Butch.
No, you thought it was Butch.
You did too.
No,
you
I did not.
Like, yeah, I could see that.
I was still going as the Joker. I still, like, in the movies, that's what I was going as. So that's why I don't know about this Matches guy. I don't know.
I know. I still think that Shield Silver didn't tell him the truth and Gallivan.
Well, I mean, they dug all that file stuff, and I don't know.
It could be true, but I don't see it being that easy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to think. I don't know if they're going to find something or that. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I just know Bruce is going to be put in a situation. Will he pull the trigger? I don't know. But next week's going to be pretty insane, it looks. So I'm excited. I'm excited for next week. Really. And that's.
I'm a little upset we didn't get to see. We didn't get to see more of Alfred. You know, he went to the city. I wanted to see more of him, and I wanted to see more of Nygma.
I'm this episode. I was fine. I was fine for what I got. You know, we got a lot of. For me, I got a lot of Ed last week. A lot of Ed.
And, we did get a lot of Ed, and I wanted more.
I know you wanted more because you like serial killers. Me, on the other hand, I was happy. I was cool. I'm glad I got to see Selena and Bruce and Alfred. I'm happy. I'm content with this this episode. It was good. I was glued.
Now, do you still want Selena and Bruce together? Because I kind of got that feeling when she came in and he was like,
I think
I felt the wind.
I think she knows he likes her, and I'm pretty sure Selena's probably like, I'm not the right person for you, Bruce. And you know what? I'm content of how it's going right now. I'm. If they want to be boyfriend girlfriend, cool. If they just want to be BFFs, and you just give me a gun so I can put a cap in this dude for killing my parents, I'm cool with that. Right now, yeah. I'm good.
Because you know she's an alley cat, and he's obviously a house cat.
Oh my god! And on that note, I think we're done. scale of 1 to 10, what'd you give this episode?
10.
10.
10.
Wow. Even though you didn't get to see Ed and enough a lot of Alfred. 10. Would I give this a 10? Did this be like... Probably so, just for the fact that you got to see Theo Gallivan and a bunch of test tube humans in Indian Hill at the end of this. Barbara is in a coma. Yeah.
Theo, no, that wasn't Theo. That was not Theo.
That was Theo Gallivan.
No, it was not.
It was. I know. He's not dead.
I bet Fish is in there.
Fish is there too, I believe. I saw one of the little flashes of the show, and I saw the color hair.
See, I didn't see the preview.
She's in there too. Yep, it's not over yet, and I hope she doesn't.
Oh, did we see a redhead?
I don't know.
Then I'd be super excited.
Okay, enough of this. You give it a 10, I give it a 10. Tell everybody where they can find you.
You can follow me on Twitter. It's AmyVRO, or you can follow the VRO. On Twitter, and it is the VRO. Variety Radio Online is my website. It's VarietyRadioOnline.com. All of my hosts, we recap different shows. Mike and I do Sleepy Hollow, Gotham, and a couple of other stuff. Hopefully next season, we will be doing the Outsiders, not Outlander. That's a totally different
thing.
But anyways,
show.
Where can they find you, Mike?
Yeah, they can find me on my blog. iWatchMike.com is my blog. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. iWatchMike on Facebook. And of course, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. You can find me there as well. And also, I upload the show onto your Blog Talk radio station as well, Amy, Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
com/Variety Radio Online. And Amy does also have an Audio Boom channel as well there, audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online. Next week, we will be back. I know that the show airs on Monday. You and the girls are actually going to Icon for the One Tree Hill convention. So
yes.
You'll be getting back on Wednesday. So most likely, we'll probably recap maybe Thursday. That way,
Wednesday.
So you want to recap. So you're going to watch it while you're over there.
Well, I'll be coming back on Tuesday, so
okay. Yeah,
officially I'll be back on Wednesday.
So we can recap on Wednesday next week's episode.
Yes.
Sweet. All right, that's it for us, y'all. Great episode. Amy loved the episode. We'll be back next week. Have a good one. Bye bye.
Dark in the city, night is a white.
I told you I'd break you. I will.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
You gonna help me or not?
Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire.
It is a new day.
I'm hungry like the wolf.